Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for a program. We call it Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, and focuses on long-term risk management, putting together a grain marketing plan that fits your operation. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us. Again, we're in the middle of our series here talking about building that complete marketing plan. And Jeff, so far we've covered quite a few different things. You know, you can kind of put these decisions in two categories: production decisions and business management decisions. We talked about that. We talked about crop insurance, especially looking at revenue in relation to how it protects your operation and how it supports your grain marketing plan. Last week, we talked about those triggers. What does it take for you to actually do a grain sale? Remind us some of the things that we talked about last week, Jeff.
Yeah, last week, you know, and that's probably one of the most important areas and the hardest ones, really, Chad, is decide what is going to cause me to pull the trigger and make that sale. And as we walk through those, you know, you definitely have some that are profitability based on your break even, getting a certain return. We also said you have those that if you really don't want to think much and do much analysis on the fundamental or technical side, you can use a simple averaging one or a time based one where you sell certain percentages every day, every week, every month, really from that March through June timeframe on pre-harvest sales. Or some people will just take certain sales every week, you know, and go all throughout the year if they don't really just kind of want to put it on autopilot. And then for those who aren't really comfortable, you know, committing to that cash sale, there is an approach where you can put puts on and you get your floor in place and you move that up and down depending on what the market is. And then from there, you really get into ones where you work off the technical and the fundamental analysis and you set price targets based off of those. And then you've got a combination. And I think that's probably the one that works the best, where you can put together some of those different triggers and have them work together. And Chad, down the road, we'll go in greater detail on how exactly to do that.
All right, Jeff, now that set us up good for what we're going to talk about here today, because once we have that trigger, once we know what is going to indicate to us that, yes, we need to do a grain sale, the question we're going to try and answer today is, how do we do that? And there are a number of different ways that we can use cash contracts to physically do the sale. Kind of walk us through some of those options, Jeff.
Yeah, in our marketing toolbox on the cash side, there's really six different contracts that really are used depending on different situations. And if we think about what we're looking at, ultimately, when we're selling those cash contracts, we're setting that cash price. But what we always want to remember is that cash price is made up of a futures price and a basis. In order to be able to get the best cash price, we do need to manage the cash price, but we more particularly need to focus on managing the futures and the basis separate of each other. So if we think the futures price and the basis are both going to get worse, we'd either just sell spot, you know, you haul it in and you sell it, or you do a forward cash contract where you're going to set the price and then have delivery sometime in the future. But Chad, if we think the futures price will improve and go up, but we think that basis is going to get worse as we've done our analysis, then we can step in and do a basis contract. And that basis contract can be done for bushels that we, you know, plan on hauling in today and put it on a basis contract. And then we have a certain amount of time to be able to set the futures price on it while it's at the grain buyer. Or we can physically say, hey, we like the basis for April or May delivery. And we set that and then we haul those bushels in at some later time. And then we move on. And if we think the basis will improve, but we think that futures price is going to go lower, that's when that hedge to arrive, which is a great contract to get familiar with, because that allows us to get that futures price set and then still be able to get a better basis down the road. Now, the only downside to that contract, though, Chad, is that once we get that hedge to arrive in place, once we deliver the bushels to the grain buyer, we do need to go ahead and get the basis set at that time. And then lastly, if we think that both the basis and also the futures price will improve down the road, then we've got a couple good alternatives. You know, we could keep on-farm storage, or if we need to move it to town, then we would deal with the delayed pricing where physically we're hauling it in, we're paying that service charge with the right to sell it later, or we could use the storage where we're paying that storage charge in which the elevator's holding those bushels for us. So that's really some of the different alternatives that we have, Chad, on the cash side.
All right. And just give us a quick preview of that, because, you know, this has all been forward looking, right? We've been creating our marketing plan, but it is also important to keep track of where we've been, right?
Yeah, it really is. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to go through and say, how can I create this plan? What type of document does that turn out on? And then what can I do to track my progress in regard to how I'm doing in my marketing plan?
All right. So we've gone through a lot of different things and there's still more to come. So stick with us. Jeff, if folks would like to talk to you more about some of these concepts, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com. Click on the sign-up button to get some of our free daily commentary by text or email, or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thank you much. And of course, you can listen to archived programs of Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain as well. Just go to our website at kticradio.com. Under the Markets tab, you'll be able to find Using Your Bean there, and you can listen to past programs and kind of put it all together at your convenience. Thanks again, Jeff. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, and our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.